How I Know. Where Was My Answer? By Daniel Lowell Brown. From the time I was born, the gospel has been a part of my life. My parents taught me right from wrong. All three of my brothers served missions, and my family was active in the church. I was active too, or at least I went to church every Sunday. I wanted to believe, but I didn't have a testimony of my own. I didn't think I would ever find the truth for myself, but I'm glad I did. In August 2000, I submitted my mission papers. Not long after, I was invited to attend Education Week at Brigham Young University with some friends. I had been praying for a testimony of the Book of Mormon for a long time, and I was starting to get discouraged. Sometimes I even felt like Heavenly Father wasn't listening to me. I decided to go to Education Week, hoping that I would receive an answer to my prayers about the Book of Mormon. During my week at BYU, I had many wonderful experiences. However, I still didn't feel I had received an answer to my prayers. I remember wishing there was a phone I could just pick up and use to call Heavenly Father. I didn't know what to do differently. I felt like my prayers were sincere. I had read the Book of Mormon all the way through. I read my patriarchal blessing over and over, and I was working on repenting of my sins. I could not figure out why Heavenly Father was not answering me. Thursday afternoon found me in a large lecture hall. I was listening to a speaker whom I had already heard several times during the week. The speaker closed his remarks with his testimony. My eyes were riveted to the man as he spoke. He finished his testimony, and he closed with Amen. No one moved. I looked down at my hands, which were holding my Book of Mormon. The most comforting feeling I have ever experienced fell over me. I felt the Spirit's gentle affirmation that the Book of Mormon is true. That testimony has never left me. I carried it into the mission field, and it carried me through my mission. I am so grateful for our Heavenly Father who loves us and listens to us. He answered me. It was in His own time, but He answered me. I knew the truth. Note, Daniel Lowell Brown is a member of the Rigby First Ward, Rigby, Idaho Stake. End of How I Know.